Denise, here's a letter I wrote a little while ago, and it describes who you are and what we did since 2000, from 1998 or 7 till 2006. And this is what I think about you and what I recall. It might have some information that, but I know that it's got to be on the record anyway, so it doesn't matter what happens now, because that's how it will be. So this is what it is. The first time I saw Denise was at McDonald's, where we worked. I recall she instantly caught my eye, as I knew there was something about her. She drew a source of energy that was pulling me towards her. She seemed very pure, innocent, well-mannered, high-spirited. Something about her eyes and her whole body was exquisite. She had a remarkable complexion, and she stood out. There was a lot of other new employees who joined before me and after, but I knew that she was a purpose in life. When I say my purpose, I mean that I will sacrifice to cut my long hair just so I could work there, as I knew there was something for me to find and to spend the rest of my life with. Since I was a teenager who grew my hair since I was about 11 years old, my long hair was defined who I was as a teenager. My nickname was Harry. Denise was the reason why I cut my hair, as I knew there was meaning to it. Now I can say that I got complete confirmation when I dropped the plant and knew there was no hair on the floor in my dad's washroom. Something about her family hair is so unique that it holds value what the purpose was of cutting my hair as a teenager. I think I recall that she started the first week in June. I may be incorrect, but I know I had to have the pleasure working with her. Let me describe Denise in a way I can only describe her. From the bottom up, her dress shoes were black. She seemed that her laces were tied in a unique way. Her socks were so these small lady socks that went on a few inches above her ankle. Her gray pants were detailed her legs in a way where she was a unique form. From the backside, the pants were the best thing I found sexual about her. Since her bum fitted so nicely in the gray work pants, and maybe the logo McDonald's was on it that drew the attention to look there. But she didn't need to have a label, as it was drawn anyway. This holds valid reason why today about the pants, which is what I did at the doctor's office. Maybe Denise's spirit and God told me the significance with pants. Denise's purple work shirt was designed that she wore it right. She had a name tag, as I believe that's how I found out her name. She had an average-sized bust figure, but I didn't care if she had a large or smaller bust. It was just perfect that she was who she was. I think she bottomed the top buttons except the very top one. What I recall is that sometimes she wore a necklace, but that could have been later. Now I have vision from her face. Her chin was formed that gave it mean to show her mouth how it gave her small lips. Denise had braces. I believe both top and bottom teeth. For teenage boys, this would be a reason not to fully feel attracted by tall past her braces. I could vision that she would look with what she would look with them removed. The way how she would just spoke, hearing her voice was like listening to nature. It was natural and soothing. What the characteristics that stood out was her rosy cheeks. Her skin on her face was like baby skin that was so untouched. Another thing that drew my attention was her nose. It was shapely beautiful, and it had a certain point to it. Her ears were not flabby or big, but molded perfectly with her face. What I found the most astonishing item is her brown eyes. There is a way that when I look into them, I see a reflection and describes who she is. What she has is small eyelashes that perhaps make her eyes more distinctive. Her eyebrows are the cutest, as they are tiny and not medium, with a line that shapes to look at her eyes. Her forehead showed a white, clean skin that shined. What she wore, a purple visor, as the place perfectly on her head. Another attribute was her hair. It was short and noteworthy hairstyle. I didn't describe her arms and hands, but her arms were wanted to be embraced with. Her hands had a special way that they are made. I do not think she wore sterling silver rings. Her image is a whole complete package. I don't remember the first conversation with her, but I know that when she worked, it was a good shift. She would work at the front cashier, as I would work in the kitchen. That is why perhaps those pants of hers stood out, because I was just seeing her from the backside. I had to have a chance to talk with her more, so I would go in front and see her and perhaps talk with her. I would help her out getting the drinks and placing them on the tray. She was very eager and enthusiastic about her position as a cashier. Denise would try and smile, as she knew that I was perhaps flirting with her. I think she thought I was a bit dorky, but I would help out all the people at work and work hard when the rush came in. What I remember is I would want to be working when she was working. Made the work trips like riding your bicycle through an adventure theme park where you enjoy the scenery without going on the rides because you're satisfied even without the rides. This is from an 18-year-old teenage-old perspective's view. Maybe this explanation means that it was a life filled with freedom where there was so much envisioned to do as you're already happy and so thrilled the opportunity that you didn't need to get off to experience the enjoyment and wait for a long line in a 2-minute ride since you had such a good feeling. The work schedule was posted for all employees to see, and I would glance to see when she was working next. I then knew that she went to Riverside High School, and some of our other co-workers went to that school. So she would talk more to those people. So she would talk more to those people at work. I wanted to know everything about her, but it seemed like I already known her for when she was younger. Even when we were at the park or even McDonald's before sitting across with each other as our families took us out for dinner. I believe the sequence went to another step about 3 months later, where I saw it all flashed at me. I can recall she got promoted quickly working the drive-thru cashier. It was not busy, as I think was another moment that I saw her and myself in the future together living life that was so wonderful. She was on the floor sitting down folding Happy Meal boxes together, and she's looking downwards. Her visor lifted, and I saw more than beauty than ever before. It was an honorable feeling to be part of. It was those Happy Meal boxes where they're all being all stacked up, where I envisioned our lives would rise from young years to older years with the family. That's the box was satisfying enough without any food or any toy side that would build our lives through our lifetimes. Shortly thereafter, I was working with her friend and hitting around if I could have her phone number. But her friend could see that I had an interest in Denise, as I think she already knew it since Denise may have spoken to her about me. So I was cleaning the office manager's room with my friend and her file while I was on the desk, or perhaps it was in the cabinet. I was eager to find her phone number, so I think I found out. Perhaps her friend gave it to me, or Denise did later. I would always ask Denise what she was doing after work. I would be coming over to her house. She would think it was funny, as she knew I had more of a crush on her. When her shift ended, she would wait for a ride from her stepdad. It was my opportunity to speak with her about her life without the burgers, almost getting burnt in the kitchen, since the burgers only had a 35-second span before you had to take it off the grill. Denise was the center of my world as my feelings got stronger and stronger. All I needed was one opportunity to show that we were meant for each other, and that opportunity was the Christmas work party. That is where I could spend time with her and talk to her about our lives. She was stunning. She wore, I believe, a dress that looked so beautiful. I think she was that was the first time I saw outside her work uniform. She was so happy and just thrilled with her friends. I'm not sure if I had a dance with her, but there was something with that night, as I didn't want the night to end. The following few weeks, I realized I had to make a move that made us who we are today. I dropped out of college and went to Riverside High School. The reason why was so I picked up OAC credits to finalize my grade 13, since I was planning to go to the university later, and I could spend time with Denise at school. It was a risk. Where if I failed, I would have lost a year from school, but there was no question in my mind that I would succeed, since I believed she was the one. I remember telling her on her shift that I went to Riverside High School now. She was amazed that I went there now. She was blushing away as her cheeks got more red. At the same token, she thought I was joking of going there. That's where it all started, outside of work, where I would have conversations with her and find out what her classes were at. In between classes, I never met her at her locker. I would meet her at her locker, and she was happy I saw her. I had to rush back to get to class before the bell rang. Then the school ended, and we would see each other back at McDonald's. I was so happy and had her on my mind. I kept telling her that I was coming over after work, but she said no. I think she told her mom about me, and her mother came into McDonald's one night. I was just cleaning the lobby and asked me, "Do you like my daughter?" I told her that I did. And Denise was blushing as she knew her mother was trying to support us to get together. Then I think Denise gave me her phone number, and we talked on the phone. It would be about 4 hours sometimes. I then felt like I was floating as more emotions came from it. The moment that stands out is when her class was done at school. I asked if I could walk her home, and she only lived about 400 meters away from the school. It was the stepping stone in our relationship, as she was giving me a chance to be more than friends. That walk, I must have given her the strength to believe that I was just not some dorky guy, but a really caring person. We were always talking on the phone, and those conversations went longer and longer. We went on a friendly date with two of her girlfriends, which we saw at the movie Titanic. It was a great outing. I spent time with her, not alone, but with her friends. Then I was invited to her house. It was an honor to see her house inside. It was nice meeting her mother. I was nervous to meet her mother more than the brief outing at McDonald's. I didn't know what to expect, but she did make me feel welcome. I just remember that the house smelled like candles. The next time I watched TV in the den and believed that I had supper there. I felt a sense of belonging and connection with Denise and her mother. It seemed like she had a strong mother and a daughter relationship. Her mother would say funny things to make us enjoy ourselves more. That is where the time to leave. I took my bike back home. We had spent about 3 or 4 months being very close friends, where it was all magic without being officially dating. Then it was March 8, 1998, as it was lightly snowing, and the snow came, and it was lightly snowing, and she was driving me home as she turned the bend. Her voice said, "I'm ready to go out with you, Ryan." As she was stating that she'd be my girlfriend. It felt so good to hear that. I was over the top. I went straight inside my house and felt that it was going to be an incredible journey. For the first few weeks, we didn't tell anyone at work, but people maybe already assumed that we were already dating. As it was official, that it was our first date. It was eating at Arby's after work. We had dinner, but the official outing was going to Gillian's on Devonshire Mall. We were having a very enjoyable time. I would start buying her bingo lottery tickets, lip balm. Our dates would be going out and eat at fast food restaurants. We were starting to hold hands and give each other kisses on the lips when she dropped me off at my house each night. It was very romantic and a slow process that would lead to a real first kiss. We had an outing where we chose to go over a weekend to Cedar Point with three of our friends at McDonald's. It was such a real adventure where I had Denise to walk with on the rides with. It was an incredible day. We stayed overnight with her friends, and I think we went to Cedar Point as we had a 2-day pass. We left, I think, at 9 p.m. that night, and we had to drive back in about 2.5 hours. Denise owned a GMC Tracker, which is stick shift. None of us that was in the car knew how to drive stick shift. Denise must have felt tired a bit, and she explained she was going to continue to drive. It was my duty to just make sure that she was not going to fall asleep. As I talked to her and gave her motivation to keep going, I think I got more worried than anyone else since I didn't know how to drive stick shift. But I told myself I would learn one day. We had no problem getting back home, and Denise succeeded. I think she was just telling us to stay alert, just in case. It was not her fault as being a 17-year-old. It was the first encounter that she faced and did everything right as a 17-year-old person would do. I think I spent most of the time at her house, and then she dropped me off. She was invited into my house. For our daily routine, we was working together and then going to her house and watching TV. She would make dinner for me, and she would take care of me. Then that night, she would drop me off at my house, and I called her on the phone before going to bed. I would buy her things all the time, like stuffed animals, make her feel special all the time. I would send flowers to her house, and she was so happy. She told me that it was time to only buy her one flower, so I wouldn't buy a dozen because it was the thought that counted. Bringing her to my house, my mother was very nice and kind to her. Denise and my mom got along so good that it was instant chemistry. We would stay in the basement and watch TV together. My younger brother, Sean, would go downstairs and try and bother us, but we told him to mind his business. He was just 11 years old. We gladly accepted to be with us, but sometimes needed our privacy. We would come back downstairs and wouldn't listen, but we knew how to handle his behavior, since he tried over and again to get our attention, but we already knew exactly what he was trying to do. It wasn't going to work, which was, since he was the youngest child, he was always trying to get the attention. That was new to him, as he kept trying it wouldn't work. So the things I know about child behavior level is because I handle the situation. I would love to go shopping at Smart Set to buy clothes for her. She picked out her nice outfits that she loved, tank tops. Her closet was completely a whole side full of jeans, sweaters, and tops. She had like 20 to 25 pairs of shoes. She spent her money on clothes. Inside her bedroom, she had a dresser with everything all over it, with jewelry, brushes, perfume, and makeup. She would wear a nice perfume called Cool Water. It was very refreshing to smell on her body. Then I would buy her gifts like necklaces and rings. She loved sterling silver jewelry. What made her unique was having special ways of doing her hair. Sometimes she would use bobby pins, barrettes, and hair headbands. She would style it in a way that no one else could possibly wear. She and I would drive all over the city and go to lovely places to take pictures together. We did everything by ourselves. We loved going to Walmart and getting our pictures developed. The 35mm film, it was an expense of like $20 for 24 pictures, but we wanted the memories to have so our children could perhaps look at them when they are older. The pictures would go inside an album, which I think we had about 5 full of books. Denise and I were good together as we were in love every day, but we still are today. Our date nights would be going to movies or renting a movie at Blockbuster Video. I enjoyed everything as we cuddled together on the couch. I respected her as I did not seek any sexual advances simply because we both were not in the phase yet. Also, it didn't matter to me as I spent quality time with her that what was counted. I was a regular bingo player who loved the game and the dabbers. We would go and play a couple times a week. I would play more by myself. I remember how she taught me how to drive stick shift with her car. We went to the parking lot at the company mall and she gave me lessons. It was an incredible feeling to learn how to operate a car in that manner. The hardest part was when you came to a complete stop and had to shift from first to second. I never stalled and let the car keep moving. I would then be able to use her car and drive her around. Denise would be so given. I would do other little things like put a rose on her windshield, write notes, and put it at a place where she'd be surprised. They buy her candy and chocolates and sterling silver jewelry. I would then get people's credit card, and I was happy to browse the display cases. The sterling silver jewelry would only last so long and would tarnish. She needed a new jewelry, which was white gold. I could only afford to buy her $200 items, under $200 items, as I wanted her to buy nice diamonds. But she was always happy what she received, as she was always proud. It didn't have to be have special occasions, but I bought the jewelry any time. So many times we go to the Peace Fountain in Jackson Park. We would hold hands and walk together. Other than movies and TVs, we would play pool, bowling, tennis. Her favorite was Tetris. So many times we would go out of town and drive to Leamington and Essex County nature attractions areas. In September, Denise enrolled in dental assistant at St. Clair College. She had to get a student loan, which cost $6,000. Both herself and I was enrolled at St. Clair College. I remember that we went to the bookstore and bought her textbooks. She bought her dental lab scrubs. When she got home, she tried the scrubs on. It was like smoking hot. I would love spending time with her eating at the cafeteria, me and her downstairs in the basement. Inside the dental lab, she brought me to work on my teeth many times. She had a few girlfriends who she hung out with. She introduced me to them, and I was proud of her for making new friends. For me, I was so privileged to be part of her college life, where she earns herself a diploma. I tried to help her out by studying her material and just start talking dental terminology. I remember one time she put a nice note in my locker at school, and I was thankful. Looking back now, I realized we were living the love life as nothing was interfering with our relationship. But then she had an exam, and her partner made her not pass her test. She's not allowed to continue to go dental hygiene. So it was a moment that we had to adjust since her potential livelihood was needed to make new plans. But that never bothered me, since I knew we had each other. It didn't matter how much more more she didn't make. I had the ambition to be an accountant and hopefully one day earn a decent wage. In the summertime, we went camping at Jellystone Park in Amherstburg. That's where we made love for the first time. After 2 years of dating, the moment was just perfect, where it was a peaceful night. It was both of our first times, and we always believed that you should only have sex with people that you truly love, that people should try and wait till marriage if possible, or until you find the right person. To me, it was a remarkable moment in our lives. I think Denise cherished it, but was more worried about pregnancy, since her mother she was a teen and got pregnant 2 times. She made Denise and I so fortunate for this to happen. She made Denise and I'm so fortunate for that to happen. Then I went to People's Jewelry and got her the diamond ring. It cost over $600. I thought that she would like it. It was New Year's Eve, and I surprised her with the ring. She was so happy she had accepted it when one day we get married. Denise would apply for a job at a dental office. She worked beside the dentist, assisting him with dental tools. She enjoyed the work, but there was an opening to work at the office desk. She was then a dental receptionist. We made appointments and scheduled patients to come in. She worked beside a lady who would not treat her fairly. She then always told me about her day, but there was always issues with this lady. I felt Denise worked hard to get to the position, not doing the work due to one lady. This was her offer to pay off her student loan. She paid it off very fast, and she wanted to get a new car. It was a 2001 Hyundai Tiburon. And she financed it. The loan was over $30,000, and her car insurance was like $400 a month. Somehow she managed her money and budgeted to pay off the whole debt. It was in 2002 we had to plan to save money for our first house. We budgeted that the income that I received would pay off all the expenses, while Denise's paychecks would go to a savings account. We estimated that our income after taxes would be near $25,000. That was our main goal. So the whole year, every single check was deposited. We didn't spend any money on going out to eat. We sacrificed for the whole year. It was still fine because we had each other. We just watched TV most of the time and we walked around the parks. We also looked at on the internet for houses for sale. We drive by the house and we were interested. We were looking so forward to buying a house that we found a house on Frank about 6 blocks away from our mother's house. We had about $24,000 and we signed the mortgage papers. We bought the house and we're happy. We moved into December 2003. We had to buy new furniture and appliances. Denise made sure the house was perfectly painted well with nice colors with plants. She had a spice rack along with pots and pans on the wall. We had many people come over and visit us. They were impressed with the house since it was a bungalow and only had 7 rooms. It was very open concept. It had a large deck and nice backyard. We had nice next door neighbors who were very friendly and kind. We fixed the house up by painting exterior walls and the windowsills. We would love to sit on the patio swings and relax. What we did most of the times was rent movies and have barbecues with our friends. So we're near the time Denise found a new job at another dentist office. She was receptionist at a longer clientele who had a larger clientele. She enjoyed working there as people were all friendly and supportive. Denise was a very punctual hard worker. She asked me if I wanted to help them clean the office fish tank. I could go in and see her. That's when I started to work at Deloitte in 2004.